On today's episode, we celebrate 200, baby, and talk about what it looks like to truly empower disciples. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at the day's passage in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Judges 2, Acts 6, Jeremiah 15, and Mark chapter 1. Now, have you ever been in a situation where it seemed like you were experiencing the height of success? Like everything is going great, everything seemed to be just like coming up roses, as they say, until something goes awry. I remember in 2018, I was working what had been my dream job to that point, full time at the church that developed me as a leader, and I was able to do so many fun and sometimes challenging things that kept things fresh and interesting, and I was having great impact. But suddenly God reminded me about those who were on the outsides of our ministry, the path that we had paved, and that He stirred me up to develop ministry that worked to reach them. God interrupted my smooth sailing and reminded me that there are some being left out of the boat. In today's reading of Acts, we find a similar thing happening amongst the disciples in regards to how they are caring for the widows of the Greek converts among them. We don't know if there was a reason to believe that the disciples were actively discriminating against them, but the Hellenistic widows were being left out of the food distribution. This was a problem, and the complaint that arose needed to be addressed. Let's read a bit of that situation in Acts 6, 1 through 6. It says, "Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, 'It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.' And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. Amongst this Hebraic group of leaders, they recognized that the issue needed to be solved, but it wasn't their calling to personally resolve it. So they did the most righteous and sensible thing. They had the people select amongst the group that was being hindered by the issue to choose leaders that would be empowered to be the head of the distribution to those widows as well. It took humility and self-awareness for this to actually work. They not only recognized that something must be done, which was in a sense admitting that there had been a problem that arose under their leadership, but they also recognize that there are people better suited to resolve this. We don't have to be the answer to everything. We are called to the word. Let us see if there are other Spirit-led leaders who the Lord could use to demonstrate His gospel love to these widows. They knew their calling, and they knew that there might be others called to that as well. In the selection of the Greek leaders, we see a model of indigenous solutions to problems that are not the parachute savers swooping in and resolving, but simply equipping and empowering the people with the greatest proximity to be about the solution. As we engage in gospel work today ourselves, let us employ self-awareness and humility and see what God might actually do, where he might actually raise up others to be a part of solutions that best address problems that they themselves are burdened by. Let us pray that God would help us to discern what is our calling and to where we can engage others to potentially hear a calling for themselves. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for just your Holy Spirit that directs, that leads, that guides, Lord God, that gives us very unique callings. Lord God, where you would challenge us in specific and unique ways. Help us to see that the world doesn't need us, but they need you. I'm thankful for the example of the apostles here that recognized there was a need for a problem, and they knew that the answer was in you. So they chose ones that were full of you from amongst the others. Lord God, I thank you for that example. Lord God, and help us to look for places where we would not be just trying to answer solutions, be the answer to everything, but where we would be engaging with your Spirit that is at work, that is alive amongst so many others, Lord God. Help us to not simply accept the responsibility for all others' problems, but to accept the calling to engage with those problems on your behalf in whatever way you call us to, Lord God. We need you. We desperately do. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. If you're listening and you haven't subscribed, I don't know what you're waiting on. We've dropped 200 episodes. Come on. If you're watching, you might be just starting to watch these. I hope you're enjoying these. Go ahead and subscribe if you're on iTunes. If you're on Instagram, go ahead and follow. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe there. Make sure you don't miss any of these. And leave me a comment so I can know how these are blessing you, if there's places where God's challenging you through them, or make sure that you share these with somebody else so you can pass that blessing and challenge on to somebody else. Either way, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you are ready to go engage with life in the way that God calls you. And I hope you know that you are blessed. And so now go use that blessing to be a blessing. I'll let y'all later. Peace.